Matt Cause from TSN 1050 joins us. Matt, the Jays suddenly have turned things around and are a game and a half out of the wild card and three games back of the Yanks.
Yeah, it is surprising to see, and only because just how down everyone was in the city, which happens anyway. I mean, if this happened in other cities that, say, won championships, maybe we wouldn't be as upset about it. But, you know, there was a real depression. And, I mean, my big question is going to be, how will the Jays look and how will they perform when their offense cools off? Because it will at some point. And that's not to say by the end of the year the Jays aren't still a top three offense. If they stay healthy, they should be when you look at all the pieces there. But can they start winning a couple of those 3-2, 4-2 games? And because inevitably you're just going to see guys go cold. So that's my big question. And the only other concern is that, you know, they haven't really gained much ground in the American League East. The Yankees have been hot. I know they lost the other day to the Nationals. Baltimore's done pretty well. But all that being said, you know, you've seen the starters go deep, or at least going deeper than what we saw in May. And you're right, the offense has been ridiculous. Every category for Josh Donaldson, for every third baseman, he's basically the leader. You name the category of all third basemen in the American League, Donaldson's number one.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, the Jays have the lumber. Everybody's thought that. Pitching's the question mark, and when you get this kind of run support, you don't need great pitching yet. They get this rookie kid, Scott Copeland, comes in, throws a strong game. Now, he was a Triple-A call-up, I believe. Is he going to figure in to the picture here in the near future? Will he be going back to Triple-A? What's going to happen with the starting five?
He's going back down. This was just, and they'll deny it, and they say it wasn't about managing Aaron Sanchez's innings, but I don't know why they would deny it. I think it's a good idea. And, you know, they head today off, so, you know, give Copeland a start, push everyone back, give Sanchez, you know, about 10, 12 days before his next start. I think you'll see Copeland. He'll come up every now and then in a situation like this, or as a spot starter, if there is an injury to someone else, or, you know, if they decide Sanchez, they need to, again, give him a break. But no, and I mean, good for Copeland. He overperformed what I think anyone expected, and, you know, was able to go seven innings, so wasn't able to drain. The bullpen wasn't drained, having to pitch 4 or 5 innings. So really good job by him, but I don't expect him to be up for a significant amount of time.
Donaldson has been the MVP without a doubt. You know, there's no debate about it. You know, he'd get consideration, I think, for league MVP at this point. As good as the offense has been, Matt, when you look at, you know, the Jays' overall defense, you concerned or surprised by how they're playing?
Defensively, it's funny. Like, if you look at certain metrics, the Jays are one of the top teams. The problem is the mistakes they made, especially in May, were so glaring. And usually it was Chris Colabello, you know, misjudging a ball, overrunning a ball. Or, you know, you saw Donaldson the other day throwing, you know, trying to start a double play and threw it about 4 feet over the second baseman's head. But defensively, by some metrics that I can't explain to you because, well, we're in sports media, and we're in sports media because we're not good at math. You know, I can't explain. So defensively, that's not the concern. The concern is still a bullpen that has blown 10 saves, which leads the American League. And, you know, the overall ERA of the starters isn't fantastic. You know, the best case scenario would be for the Jays, you know, to go get a Jonathan Papelbon and make him the closer in the ninth, move Brett Cecil to the eighth. You know, then you've got Aaron Loop and Delabar can work the sixth, seventh can be the bridge guys. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money that the Jays would have to pay, and the Jays aren't going to give up any prospects to get him, which is the wise move. I don't think they should, but a guy like Papelbon, and there'll be a bunch of teams that eventually will start to leave the playoff race, the Oaklands of the world. So there will be options out there if Anthopoulos and Rogers wants to pounce.
Matt Cause joins us from TSN 1050 talking Jays baseball. Maybe the most interesting stat for me is that the Jays are currently fifth in the American League, or tied for fourth, I should say, in the American League with stolen bases, but they have the fewest caught stealing. Are they just a smart – like, I didn't expect this team to be that good on the base paths, not only stealing, but not getting caught.
Yeah, I mean, it is the smarts, and you know where it comes from. First, from the return of Jose Reyes. You know, you saw him earlier this week. I think stole three bases in the first or second game against the Marlins, and it really starts with him. And right now, it's also just a streak. I mean, the one thing that stinks about baseball is you could literally almost give the answer, well, by the season's end, it'll regress to the mean. And, you know, you could be right most of the time. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, part of it's just Jose Reyes is smart when he usually. I mean, he's a couple times he's tried to stretch a single into a double. But, you know, he's picked his spots and good on the Jays. And that just goes to the bigger picture about offensively, you know, the Jays can beat you in so many different ways.
Matt, like you say, things tend to even out over 162 games. There's every chance the offense is going to cool off.
Yeah.
But is there every chance in your mind that the bullpen can perform better rather than making the big mistake with the personnel in place now?
That's hard. I mean, technically they could. Brett Cecil a couple of years ago was an all-star. Could he go back there? Steve Delabar has been an all-star, but he started this year in Buffalo. You know, so the guys have had track records of success. So, yes, certainly, you know, you could see them turn it around. Roberto Osuna has been fantastic. That's gonna be another guy they're going to have to manage the minutes. I mean, I don't even know if he's old enough to buy a beer in the States. They're going to have to manage his minutes. So there is a best-case scenario that you speak of, that the bullpen, just the guys they have, could perform to their peak potential. The question is, you know, how often in sports do you have a collective group of guys all performing at
right.
peak or maybe even overreaching a little bit? I mean, I think they can absolutely be better than what we've seen. But if they bring in, another capable arm, what it does, it just takes pressure off guys. Now you don't have to rely on Brett Cecil for as many high-leverage situations. Same thing with Loop and Delabar.
Well, Matt, it'll be interesting. The offense is at the top, and the pitching in a lot of statistical categories is near the bottom. If hitting comes down, then pitching's going to have to go up if they want to improve. But if hitting can stay where they're at and their pitching can even get average, the Jays could be a realistic threat.
If the Jays get average pitching from here on in, they absolutely would be a threat considering how good, even if the offense regresses a bit, it still will be an above average offense. I think that here's the one concern is the cortisone shots. Bautista took one a while ago, and he's been gangbusters. Edwin Encarnacion came back yesterday from a cortisone shot. He looked great, but that never solves the problem. It just masks the problem. So that's going to be, you know, the other question I have looking forward. Like, if you're going to look at the dark clouds ahead, it's what happens when the cortisone shots wears off. You know, what are we getting from Edwin and Jose in, say, a month and a half from now?
Matty, great talking to you again. Enjoy the ride for the Jays.
I'm saying, listen, I absolutely am. You know, it's been a nice last 2 weeks.